Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is New IBM Support Portal User Interface. Today's presenter is Kathy Kuhn. Kathy is a member of the ME support team. She has been working on the testing and development of the new IBM Support Portal User Interface. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kathy.
Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that. As Joseph had said, I have been working on the support portal for over a year. We've had multiple customer beta programs going on, and we had multiple test cycles internally for the project. Through the test efforts, I have been providing feedback to the development team for bugs and feature enhancements to the development team. On June 16th, we took the support portal to a new phase. We have called this our click-to-try phase. On every WebSphere branded page today, there is a hero graphic at the top of the overview page that gives you the opportunity to preview the support portal for your product. We are going to continue this preview phase throughout to the end of the year. In September 15th, we will add this feature to the other support pages. So if you have a CICS product, you'll see this hero graphic on your support page in September timeframe. But that does not mean that you cannot go in today and preview the CICS pages. You can. So if that's one of your products, you can still listen in, and you can actually get in there and look and see what it looks like today. Slide 2, please. My presentation today is going to show where we are today for different electronic support that we have. I'm going to introduce to you what the support portal is and how it will help you. I will have a demonstration of the roadmap, which kind of gives us a history of where we've been and where we plan on going with the support portal. And then I'm going to spend the majority of my presentation in what I'm calling a demo. I will not be leading and going into the support portal live. I have screenshots of the support portal, and we'll go through multiple pages and multiple features of the support portal. And then I will end the presentation with important links. For slide 3, please. Slide 3, this is a picture of what we have today for our customers. On the right, it is the on-site support that's very hands-on with IBM, and it goes right up the whole spectrum to the self-healing aspect. We are going to talk about the IBM electronic support avenue of our products. The electronic support alternatives are designed to provide our clients with a relative roadmap for problem avoidance, identification, management, and resolution. IBM electronic support is a gateway to comprehensive knowledge, resource, and tools. It provides a broad set of choices geared toward problem prevention, swift problem resolution, and it includes online resources and tools that are available to our clients 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. In addition to the IBM support portal, other examples of electronic support include My Notifications, Fix Central, and the Service Request Tool. Slide 4. The IBM support portal is a key part of the IBM electronic portfolio. It provides a unified, centralized view of all technical support tools and information covering all IBM systems, software, and services. You can use it to access technical information and support tools that in all the areas shown to prevent problems and stay current, to search for information, to get fixes for your product, to be able to troubleshoot basic problems, know where and how to contact IBM support, and it also connects you to the online support community. Slide 5. As response from our customer feedback, we have chosen to evolve our multiple support sites to one common user interface. Today, the hardware and the services and the software support sites look very, very different, but our customers buy our products across the spectrum of IBM. So we will evolve from taking the current state of multiple and different user interfaces using multiple tools, and we will combine all that information into the support portal. Slide 6, please. The IBM support portal helps you by creating a unified central view of all your tools. You will no longer have to go to multiple support sites to look at troubleshooting information for multiple products. Today, if you're on WebSphere application server support page and you were reviewing troubleshooting information, you would look at that on one website, and then you would have to go to another URL to look at Lotus Notes troubleshooting information. We are going to unify all that information and bring it into one portlet for you. Support portal is customized based on your inventory. At this moment, you have the ability to choose the inventory that you have. In future releases of the support portal, we are going to allow you to have use this inventory based on the products that are on your system. But right now, you'd have to go in and choose each product one by one. You could also customize it by your entitlement and contracts as well. Once you have selected a product within the support portal, you also have the capability to drill that down a little bit. In today's support pages, you get all the content for every version, every operating system of your product. With support portal, you'll be able to select the version and the operating system, and that way it will reduce the content that is rendered on your page to stuff that are specifically for what you have on your product. You have the ability to personalize the support portal. You can move, delete, add, reorganize portlets on your page. You can even take portlets that are on the troubleshooting page, and you can copy it and move it onto your overview page. So you can customize the support portal so all your, the most important portlets that you use could be all on the same page. This offers you a simplified experience as well. Like I said before, you no longer have to jump from URL to URL to look for troubleshooting information. It will be all integrated in the same place. And the last benefit that you have that it helps you is that this is no charge. There is no charge for this. This is part of our support contracts, so it's something free for y'all. Slide 7, please. What is going to be included? Information within the support portal will be all hardware, software, and services. In the hardware realm, the System X, Blade Center, System Z, and storage capability will be included in the September release of the support portal. The current user and the guessings of it, when right now we are in the what we are calling the click to try or the preview phase of the support portal. You have the option at this moment to toggle between our current user interfaces and the support portal. When we do the full deployment, which has not been determined yet, but when we fully deploy the support portal, those old user, the looks of those user interfaces, they go away. And we are with the support portal. And this is, I make this point because I encourage you to get out there at this phase of our project to look at the new user interface, provide feedback, positive and negative, so that we can have, when we fully deploy, we have the best possible product for our customers and our clients. Slide 8, please. Slide 8, we're going over the roadmap that we have for the support portal. What is available today is your ability to view hardware, software, and services. You can navigate technical resources for multiple products based on a task, and you will be able to filter test search results based on product task, doc type, topic, and there are 6 resources by products as well. You will be able to personalize your pages, and we will show that when I get into the demo portion. And machine translation is available. Like I said, today, as of June 16th, Lotus Products, Information Management, WebSphere, System P, and System I branded products have the click to try icon on their support pages. September 15th, we are going to add that to additional branded products: the Rational, Tivoli, System X, System Z, Storage Retail, and other software who have that on their support page. We are doing this in phases so that we have a phased delivery. So we have a subset right now that have it, the first round of products. Tomorrow we will have the full range of them in September time frame. And then as we get the feedback and as we improve our support portal, we will take that information to determine when we fully deploy the support portal. Our future functions that are pretty exciting that we plan on is we are going to have the ability for you to look at the PMRs for the products you have selected. We will have recommended fixes for the product, and that we will have community support blogs and wikis and forums. We are also integrating the service request tool into the support portal, and that is something to come in the future as well. Slide 9, please. Now this is where I'm going to start to spend the majority of my presentation. This is the view of the support portal when you initially start with the product, when you initially sign in. You will see this screen. There are 2 ways to sign in to the support portal. You can come in anonymously, or you can log in with your IBM ID. The advantages to signing into your web ID is that you will be able to personalize your portlets, where you'll be able to move them around and move new portlets in and out. In the future, when you sign in, we have plans that when we enable the ability to view your PMRs, you will need to be signed in. You can have the ability to save groups of products. Again, the saving of the group of products and to the PMRs that you have open, those are in the future. But to be able to have those functionalities, you will have to be signed in. We encourage you to do that, but it's not necessary. When you sign in, or you must actually choose a product. And step one, there's 2 ways that you can select a product. There is a browse for a product and look up a product. And in the browse for a product section, you will drill down into your category. And they're similar to our support overview page today. So you would drill down on the software tab there, and you click on that. And then below the software tab will come up the brands, the Rational, Information Management, Lotus, WebSphere, other software. And that is something you would be familiar with our current pages. And from there you would select which brand you would like. And then what would happen is you would get the screen at the very front of the page. It will look like that. It will list in alphabetical order all the products that are within your brand that you can enable within this portal. The other way that you can choose a product is you can go click on look up a product. If you click on that radio button, what will be presented to you is an area for you to enter a search item. So if you have a product WebSphere application server, you just put in that in the search screen and hit the go button. And then it will bring up the the 100 most relevant hits to what you have entered in the search box. So either way that you get into collecting your products, you will have a list that you can choose from. In this example, they have chosen Lotus Dominoes. Once you click on a choose a product like Lotus Dominoes, you'll notice that there will be a green button with the plus sign and the word version and operating system. You would click on that, and once you click on that, the pop-up shows up there where the select options comes up. It will tell you which product it you have selected at the top where it has Lotus Dominoes. And then you have a pull-down screen there for the different release and versions that you're able to select. You can also go into the operating system and you could select those as well. If you do not select anything for the version in OS, what the content will be rendered will be all versions and all operating systems. So if you want everything as it is today, just leave that button alone. If you'd like to leave it limited to a particular version or operating system, this is the way you should do it. You can also choose the topic that you have. This allows you to render the page with whichever topic you're most interested in. These are the topics that you're familiar with in our current support page. So you can click Overview, Download, Troubleshoot, Documentation, etc. And then your last step is to click View Your Page. What will happen when you click you choose your products and then you hit View Your Page, it will render the support portal and with the page that you have selected under step number 2 with all the products. And if you have limited it to a version operating system, it will also render content just specific to that. If you desire, you can skip right to the search of all support content down there at the bottom of the page. Slide 10. The IBM support portal will retrieve information from a variety of sources and present it on a single page. In contrast, on our current support site, you would have to go to 2 different websites to find the troubleshooting information for System I-570 and Lotus Dominoes, as the products we have in our screen here. You can go to Quick Start at any time. That is in your upper left-hand corner. What Quick Start will do will clear all the products that you have chosen. Just go back to the beginning and start all over. If you'd like to clear everything out of your product list, you click on this. When you do click on it, a pop-up box does come up and say, hey, do you really want to do this? And you have to say yes or no before it actually does it. You can easily select or deselect products to limit the information shown. In our example, we have 3 products that are active here. You can choose the topics also that help narrow down the information based on your current task. The modules and their content changes depending on what topics you choose and what products you have selected. If you notice on our example, under the notifications portlet, there are 3 products listed there, the Lotus, Lotus Dominoes, and the System I-570. Under the training module, there's only 2. The reason for that is that if there is no content for a particular product, it will not show up in the portlet. So that is not a bug. It just means that for that product, there is no content exists. If there was no content in Lotus Dominoes 8.0, for the training module, that whole portlet would not appear. If you refer to the flash and alert, you see the plus signs. Actually, in every portlet, you see the plus signs next to your product. You click on that plus sign, and it will list the first 5 links associated with your product. So in the flash and alert, that gives you the most critical problems or most critical must-read items for your product, you would click on that plus sign and the first five entries would be revealed. If you need more, there will be, below the screen, there will be a full page at the bottom right-hand side of the support list. When you click on that, it will display all the links for that portlet. If we can go on to slide 11. Again, we are here at the support overview page, another view, but we're going to go into some more detail. Right below the Go to Quick Start, there is the search support. The search can be constrained or chosen to chosen products or expanded to all support information. The default is that it will search between the products you have selected, and you enter your search item within the box, and then you would hit the arrow to initiate the search. If you choose, you can choose to select everything, all support and download products for something as well. When you do select within my selected products, it will be taken from the products that you have a check next to under your selected products. In this example, we have three products checked. At any time, if you'd like to just limit your search to just Lotus Dominoes, you would just deselect the first two items in your select products and then enter your search item, and the content would be restricted to Lotus Dominoes 8.0. Additional links are grouped and available between the Accord Insight module. The product-related links, if you expand that, it will come up with items specific to your product. At any time, back to the Choose Your Product on the left-hand side of the page, at any time, you can change your product and selection. And I'm going to go into what that's going to look like if you were to click on the Manage My Product List link. There is another important box that I want to show you on this page. It's on the right side. It's called Support Feedback. This is the link provided for feedback to the IBM Support Portal team. If you have any comments that you'd like to see something change, or if you think that there is a bug, you can click on this area and you can send it to the SPE team. And later in the presentation, on slide 17, I also have a URL that will send your feedback to the same place. And I'll give that to you now. But that is, you can send an email to spe@us.ibm.com. Once again, that is spe@us.ibm.com. So either way, you can send the feedback to the support team. And again, that URL is on slide 17 of my presentation. Slide 12. As promised, this is when you click on the Manage My Product List, and this is what you get. It is similar to what you had when you went to Quick Start, similar format in the fact that it has a browse for product and look up a product choices. They work exactly the same, and you can select from anything that you have there. You can go and you can add. You have the ability to add 100 products into the My Product List. So you can have 100 products active at a time within the Manage My Product List, but you can only have 10 products active within the support portal at one time. This is something that our support portal team is looking for feedback. We did a lot of surveys with customers, and we came back with, you know, having 10 active at a time is good enough, but they are interested in your feedback. If you think 10 is too small, send that feedback to the SPE team. Multiple products can be chosen at any time, but the active ones are the ones that are checked there. When you go to the list under the browse for a product or the look up a product, and you select, like in this example, they expressed 2004 Expandable Storage Plus. The item in the middle of the screen with the two arrows, before you selected anything, that was grayed out. Once you select an item there, it becomes blue. You have to click on those two arrows to move that product over into the My Products list. The reason it's not automatic by just your first time you checked is that we responded to customer feedback that they wanted to go through this list, click their X number of products that they wanted, and then just do the arrows over one point instead of doing it at one at a time. So that is the way that you need to get your products from the browse for a product or the look up a product into My Product List. If you have an entry in your products list that you no longer want, you can delete it. And that would be by clicking on the garbage can there on the right. If you notice, the first item under My Product List has an edit button. What that means is that product has the capability to edit the version and the operating system. If a product does not have the version and product, you will not see that. All right, slide 13, please. This is a look of the install page. The content on this page will be specific to your product, but the content will be limited to install items. For example, if you expand the Browse Installation Link module, you can swiftly sift through installation resources for your product. All the content within the install page is specific to install issues. So you'll see that there is installation tools, installation document, installation integration and configuration, and upgrade. So each module has been customized on the install page to deal with an install issue. Okay. Slide 14. This is a look at if you were to click on that browse troubleshooting link. This is at the bottom of it. You view the full page view of this. And this is what it looks like. At the top of it is IBM recommendations. These are just the general links, in this case would be troubleshooting links, that we'd like for you to know about for your product. And below it is all your filter content. Now, this content can come from multiple sources. It can come from info centers, DCF, red books, and so forth. So what we have here is the ability under the filter your content is to limit what you have. So there are different tasks identified for the content, topics, and documentation types. The numbers in parentheses are how many entries are for that particular item. So if you looked in here and said, oh my goodness, I've got 13,000 plus items that I need to go through, how do I filter this down to come into something where I can get my information? You would choose the filters on your left. When you clicked on them, it would limit that content to what you have chosen. 515, this is the search results. Now, in the upper left-hand corner of every support page within the portal is the search capability. This is, if you had entered an item in that box, this is the page that you would see. It comes up and it tells you exactly what products you have chosen to search, and it gives you the content type and task. You can limit your content. If you looked at this and said, I guess I really only want to know about the System i5 570. You can click off the Lotus Dominoes messaging, organization, productivity, and the content would be rendered for those 130 items that they have. And then you could further decrease that by going into the content type and the task and deselecting and selecting items within there to limit your content so you can drill down to find stuff that you're interested in. Slide 16. Slide 16 goes over the ways that we can personalize your page. I'm going to start in the upper right-hand corner. If you had noticed in our previous screen, what was up there before was a plus sign that said add modules to your customized page. If you were to click on that plus sign, then you would see a list that we're showing in this page. It brings up a page of each of the topics. So what is opened here is the overview page. And what's underneath the overview page is a list of all the portlets that are on that page. If you wanted a download page, troubleshoot page, you would click on those plus signs, and those portlets specific to those pages would come up. You have the ability with here to drag and drop portlets around. So if you were viewing the troubleshooting page, or the overview page here, and go down to the troubleshooting page and say, I'd like to have my browse by troubleshooting links. I'd like to put that on my overview page. You would click on that entry and drag it to your page. When you drag it to your page, the only caveat here is you have to wait for the plus sign, because if you have it dragged to a section that's not a valid area, it's going to have a little circle with a No Way Jose clicked on that. So when you see the plus sign, you know that you have the right location that you can drop that portlet. So you click it and drop it, and then it shows up. This capability is only allowed if you are signed in. You won't be able to see this. Once you have your portlet on your page, you can also manipulate it. There are three portlet controls on your page. The down arrow allows you to minimize, maximize. You can move it up, you can move it down, you can move it to the right, to the left, and you can delete it. There also is a minus sign as a portlet control that allows you to minimize it, and the X will delete it for you. Slide 17. This is a page that previously promised to you. This is the link for the IBM support portal. There's two ways today you can go into this. If you forget this presentation, all you need to do is go to a WebSphere product page and a support page. The top part of the overview, there's going to be a preview of the IBM support portal. Click on that, and you're in. If you'd like to go directly, there is the IBM support URL is here. In there, it is IBM.com/support/entry/portal. That URL is the anonymous server. That is the one that you do not have to sign in with your web ID. I will be updating this presentation and to include the URL for the what we call the authenticated server. That is the one where you sign in with your IBM ID. But I'm just going to let you know the only difference between the two URLs is at the very end where it says portal, just put an MY, my portal, at the beginning. So it will be IBM.com/support/entry/MYPORTAL. So as my portal. The second tab there is some demos for you that you can, they're actually very interesting. They talk about how to add products, and there is voice over so it can help you, and it shows you exactly what you need to do. If you're in the troubleshooting page, if you want to search, so there's multiple videos out there for you, and they will be updating them and adding more as we go along. Which, coincidentally, that is another item that we're looking for feedback. If there's an item in there that you think is missing, please let us know about that as well. We have a blog out there to kind of let our customers, actually the whole world, know about what we have going on. So we have information on that, and that's the third URL. as well as the fourth one. And the final link is the one that I referred to before. If you have any feedback for the support portal team, please send it to the SPE@us.ibm.com. Slide 18.
Thank you, Kathy, for a great presentation. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for possible Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. At this point, Kelly, we would like to open the line for questions.
There are no questions at this time.
Thank you, Kelly. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.